G'day, gents and ladies. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, mate. Thanks for your time.
Now, this situation just seems like it's getting worse and worse every day. I look at the, you know, the front page of the Courier Mail, and it seems like more people are named. How far do you think this extends?
Well, it's hard to say, really, because I think these sorts of investigations start in as much as that they're looking for the key players, and then with phones tapped for those that are the major traffickers or suppliers, of course, they're interacting with their clients, which we now can assume some of these are professional athletes that have been named in the last week. And then once that one professional athlete makes the calls, as I understand it, his phone would then get tapped. He's then under surveillance. And anyone he goes and deals with and shares the product with then also comes under scrutiny. So it depends now just, I mean, how many people end up in this sad and sorry mess is dependent on who's at the venue and who's sharing the product, and it could just continue to grow. So I'm hopeful as a sports fan and probably more specifically a rugby league fan that we've kind of got to the somewhere near the end of this. But I see in the Sydney papers this morning, Fairfax Media are reporting that the NRL are concerned that the Broncos may end up embroiled in this mess themselves. So it's a bit of watch this space and just cross your fingers, hope for the best.
I guess you can only speak for your time at the Broncos, and I can only ask if you were aware of any of this sort of stuff going on while you were there.
Look, the thing about professional sport is it's an absolute reflection of what's happening out there in society. Yeah. So from my time as a 18-year-old coming into grade, I'm not going to lie, I've seen this stuff do the rounds. So I'm not going to sit here in a public forum and disclose specifics. But, you know, there are people in our community, sports stars included, that fall into the trap of drugs. Drugs do not discriminate. And while we all sit there at the moment and we're horrified, the thing that kind of scared me even more recently over the weekend when this stuff broke, I went and had a look at the statistics. And I found some numbers coming out of the Australian Bureau of Statistics that said 30% of young Australians aged between the age of 18 and 29 have tried illicit drugs in the last 12 months.
Yeah, right.
So there's three of you there sitting in studio, is that right?
Yes.
Yep.
So law of averages.
You're breaking up, mate. You're going through a tunnel. what's that? Is this on? What?
No, but you're right, Ben. And I think, you know, then you add the football culture and people will ask why that is. But, I mean, you've got to, you know, you've got high pay. Amongst the footballers, you've got them training so hard so that when they have their off time, you know, I think sometimes there is a party culture within the football area.
I think the party culture exists for that generation.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the generation before the modern-day professional athlete was one to sit around and drink schooners.
Yeah.
You know, wake up with the hangover and, you know, trudge off to work.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've certainly seen examples of this party culture that you talk about that everybody thinks is just attached to professional sport.
Yeah, no.
Prevalent in a lot of other industries.
Yeah, I agree.
Ben Eichen joins us from Fox Sports. Ben, thanks for the chat this morning.
Thanks, mate. Thank you for your honesty.
Thanks, guys.